Survivor by Leslie Pierce.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To my beautiful granddaughter Sienna Marie, born the 9th of December 2012, sister to Harley, and bringing extra joy to my daughter Jo, her partner Otis, and to all the rest of the family. Chapter 1. Russell, New Zealand, 1931.
Mariette is so...
Miss Quigley paused, her thin lips pursed, as she searched for a suitable adjective to describe her errant pupil.
So defiant.
Belle resisted the temptation to smile at the schoolmistress's description of her 11-year-old daughter. When Belle was a child, it was often said of her, too. It was around 4:30, and Miss Quigley had called on Belle after dismissing her pupils for the day. Belle had shown the teacher into the parlour as a mark of respect, but she had no intention of offering tea, as she didn't want to encourage the woman to linger.
"I think what you are seeing is just a sign of a strong character. What exactly has she been up to that you find so distressing?"
"I have no particular incident to illustrate it, but she challenges everything I say. Just the other day I was telling the class how many New Zealand soldiers lost their lives in the Great War, and she claimed that France lost 25% of her men."
"But that's true," Belle said.
"I wouldn't call it defiance to point that out,
especially when her father is French."